Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
How about them Lakers? How about them Lakers? And George Reister just happens to be Lakers fan number one. So I'm just going to throw it out there, George. The series is 0-3 or 3-0, however you want to look at it. Lakers being shut out heading into tonight's game. On the verge of being swept. And I want to ask you, as a Laker fan, have the Nuggets just proven to everyone that they are the superior team? And is that why the Lakers are down 3-0?
No, absolutely not.
They haven't proven they're the superior team?
You don't prove that you are this. You do not prove that you are the superior team until you close the job, right? The job's not finished. If they close the job, then yes, yeah, they would have proven that they are the superior team. The only time that I will ever say, because sometimes people will say, oh, the better team didn't win. No, the better team always wins in a series, unless it's like Toronto and the Warriors in the championship a few years ago, because the Warriors had Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson hurt. So aside from that sort of circumstance, have the Nuggets been better so far? Yes. But in game two, the Lakers gave that game away. They gift-wrapped that game. Oh. And in game one, if they didn't come out playing horrible in the – I mean, they just didn't show up. But truth be told, Chris, their problem with the Lakers is twofold. Number one, a lack of defensive intensity just consistently. Too many times loose balls hit the ground. And dare I say, because I'm a huge LeBron guy, LeBron is not giving enough energy on the defensive end.
All right. Hey, look, I got to set some things.
You are supposed
to
be.
First of all, you're sitting here on your couch in suburban Los Angeles talking about, oh, the Lakers didn't do this. The Lakers didn't do that. The Lakers just haven't
Hold
brought
on.
It.
Well, but you do have to give credit. You do have to give credit. No, you do have to give credit to the Nuggets.
Hold up. I guess Jamal Murray dropping 23 points in the fourth quarter. Hey, they gave him that. They gave him those open shots. Is that what you say? I guess Denver just came out in the Lakers in game one, and the Lakers just happened to be sleepwalking. Wow, who could have thought that in game one of the Western Conference Finals, they don't come out into – no! Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and so on and so forth, Michael Porter Jr., and S. Michael Malone are putting it on your boys.
They are.
It's
Hold
as
on.
Simple as that.
No, it is not as simple as that.
I don't want any
It is
there,
not as simple as that, Chris.
I don't want any of that mess. They are putting it on y'all.
Hey,
the
Nuggets
into the arena.
The
boy.
Nuggets
you ain't
deserve
playing solo no more.
The Nuggets deserve credit because they are the man in the arena. And I will say that some of the shots that they made in the end of game one, and then Jamal Murray made at the end of game two, and then Jokic hitting that shot right before the third quarter ended. I'm a believer that the math
Austin
always
Reeves
starts
banking
math.
Banking in a three.
Yeah.
No,
I totally agree.
That was skill.
Yes. Is that I'm a believer that the math always maths, right? That the math always maths. That eventually these high percentages that over the course of a series.
They don't just shoot better than y'all.
But at the
they
end
do,
of the day,
actually.
Jamal Murray has been unconscious. This dude has been the version of himself that prior to the ACL that he scored 50 in.
Boy, that's
in the playoffs. He is completely flat out underrated. However, and do I believe that this series should be 2-1 Nuggets. Because it doesn't mean that the Nuggets have not played
should've,
well.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
It just
you
means
know what? I believe
in addition
I
to
been
the,
in the NBA. I mean, it, what? Now
Chris,
they down
in addition,
3-0.
And you, if you're being honest, Chris, you will tell the folks that even though the Nuggets have been playing fantastic basketball, they have been clutch. They have been hitting shots, all of those things. You can also say at the same time that the Lakers, that they have had defensive lapses, particularly in transition defense, and they have not played
been,
with
they,
the sense of urgency that they need
defense.
To be.
This is who they are. They're not a good transition defensive team. They're a good half-court defensive team.
That is the point,
Chris. They can't
Chris.
Run with these boys.
And they continuously – so they have had a lot of success when they get the ball into the post and just keep running it in there to the basket time and time again and then kick it out for wide-open threes. But then after they make a run, they get back to this, oh, let's shoot just random three-pointers again. No, keep driving it due to Marshawn Lynch over and over and over.
You're talking about the Lakers.
Well, yes.
Here. First of all, let me show you what the problem is defensively. And the Lakers are a very good team. I actually thought going in they would win the series. But they have feasted, and I'm not blaming them, but it's just a fact. They beat up on a couple of teams in the first two rounds that were unbalanced and broken. Okay? Memphis, unbalanced because they can't really shoot the three very well by NBA standards.
Correct.
So all they did was want to attack the rim, play right into Anthony Davis's hands. And they're broken because Steven Adams, Brandon Clark were injured, and of course the mess Ja Morant is going through and putting his team through. And then Golden State, they were unbalanced because they didn't want to attack the rim. They were the opposite. They just want to shoot long jumpers, threes.
Well, they tried to attack the rim. Every time they attacked the rim, Anthony Davis was playing wax on, wax off.
So they stayed away for the most part. And they're broken because, as Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and others have said, they never recovered emotionally from that punch, that sucker punch of Jordan Poole. Now, however, they are facing a team that is balanced and whole. Balanced because Jokic will put you on his backside on the block and wear you out. And because in addition to that, they also can drain threes. Now, yes, they're shooting 41% from three, which is abnormal, but not that abnormal because they shot 38% during the season. One of the top five three-point shooting teams in the league, regular season and playoffs. But so they have the full package offensively, and they push it in transition. And then emotionally, they're whole because they've been healthy for the most part. Their coach is good. The players have chemistry. And so, look, I'm not saying they're wildly better than the Lakers, but they are the better team. The games have been fairly close.
Yep.
But in addition to them just being a balanced and whole team, their stars have been stars when it counted.
Yep.
In the fourth quarter.
And,
right?
Here's the question I got for you, Chris.
That was a comeback. It was a blowout, and then the Lakers came back. But game two, Jamal Murray, 23 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Game three, Nikola Jokic, 15 in the fourth quarter. AD has 8 points in the last two fourth quarters.
Yep.
LeBron has scored about 7 points every fourth quarter, which is fine. But he hasn't been able to take over.
So
and
here's
he's made
the, here,
some bad
here's the
mistakes,
question for you.
Untimely errors.
Yes.
Or bad shots. So
here's the question I got for you, Chris.
They're the better team so far.
Here's the question I got for you, Chris. Because we've been watching LeBron play really good basketball, right? Like efficient, some of the
during
more efficient
this, series.
Yes. Yes, and throughout
but
the playoffs,
he's played well. He hasn't played LeBron-esque.
Correct,
but he's played well.
So my question is LeBron now? Are we watching LeBron be old, or are we watching LeBron be hurt?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
If the Lakers lose this series, maybe I should say when the Lakers lose this series, simple question, and I think it's on the minds of everyone, and we'll certainly talk about it with Eric Pincus. Should they or should they not try to make Kyrie Irving a Laker?
Ooh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wow.
And it's not that I don't like Kyrie Irving or that he's not a good player. However, what's it going to cost you? Might cost you Austin Reeves and Hachimura?
Well, no, that's too much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm keeping Austin Reeves, and I want to keep Hachimura as well.
Exactly. So if it's going to cost you both of those, because the NBA has looked at how it's going to calculate its salary cap, and now teams that are in the luxury tax are no longer going to have the luxury, if you will, with to bring players back and sign in trades. They're not going to be able to. They're not going to have full access to their trade exceptions and all of that. So it's going to be tougher to build deep rosters. So a player like Kyrie that's going to command so much money, it is going to cut into your depth. And then as good of a scorer as he is, he's not good on defense. And you need defense to be able to win. So I think that for the Lakers, they got enough scoring that they got to continue to bolster this roster without sacrificing key pieces like Reeves and Hachimura, because I want both of them back.
Look, I hear you. You're making sense. However, I also think if they had Kyrie Irving right now, I know Kyrie has just wreaked havoc. There's a trail of destruction.
A trail of bodies.
Gone, right, since he left Cleveland with LeBron. But since then, he has at least seemed to come to the realization that he made a mistake by leaving LeBron James.
Yes.
He's wanted to play with the Lakers and LeBron. And I got to be honest, I think he would be better with the Lakers and LeBron than he will be with Dallas and Luka. And so I think it is could be worth Dallas's while to look at a sign and trade with the Lakers. And Kyrie would probably also have to accept that he's not getting the max. Now, he can get a lot of money, but not quite the max. But he may get the years he wants with the Lakers if they did some sort of sign and trade. But you got to keep Austin Reeves. You got to keep Rui Hachimura. And then I would like to keep Jared Vanderbilt. But I don't know if he can.
He's more replaceable, honestly.
Well, he's a great defender, though. He can't shoot.
Yes.
But he's long. And to your point, like, I could bring Kyrie in if I have enough good defenders around him. I do think they could use his offense. LeBron's going to be a year older next year. We can't always count on him to give him 25 to 30 points a night. Anthony Davis, we know, is going to be up and down. What has been their problem in these games, George? They haven't been able to close.
Correct.
Kyrie is a closer supreme.
You are right. But would they be able to get defensive stops with Kyrie on the floor the same way that they can now?
Yes. Because if you have Anthony Davis back there, if you have Jared Vanderbilt, and again, maybe you can't keep him. Austin Reeves, a solid defender. I disagree with you about LeBron's defense in this series. I think LeBron, now he's not locked down necessarily for 40 minutes, but the block shots, the hustle, he's been hustling back more than a lot of his teammates
back,
at times.
Back, yes.
Or transition.
But there are times he will get hit with a backdoor. He will get hit with a backdoor more than he ever did. And there are some times where he's just standing around. And mind you, I don't want to sound too critical of LeBron because I'm a LeBron guy. However, we're watching an older version of him that can't do the same things that he used to be able to do. And so maybe that's it, I've grown accustomed to seeing one version of LeBron play basketball. And now maybe I have to readjust my expectations. And if you put Kyrie on this team right now, would they be winning this series? Yes, because they would have somebody who is unguarded.
So then what's the problem?
The problem is that you can't put him on this team. This team is not going to look the same if you get Kyrie. But the good news about getting Kyrie is that you can actually get him this offseason and it doesn't cost you draft picks. It doesn't cost you trading away players. So maybe you don't re-sign the same amount of players, because I was not a fan of them trying to trade for Kyrie prior to the trade deadline, because that would have crippled the entire team. Like, there's no way that they could have won. They would have been in the same position that Dallas was in, that Phoenix ended up in, where they were so thin.
No depth.
Yeah, so but if you can find a way to get Kyrie him, and if some he'll other take, players, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, if he'll take... He'd have to take a significant,
he'd have to take
significantly
like 30,
lower
yeah,
amount
he'd take
of money.
Like 30 mil.
Yeah, and maybe less, maybe, than that, depending on. I mean, look.
But how many people are really going to be willing to pay Kyrie the max, though?
Not many. I mean, the talk is that Dallas, and we'll ask Eric Pincus about this, that Dallas will give him a max deal for a few years. Honestly, my desire, if I were any team, Dallas or the Lakers, but in this case, Dallas, I would want to get – my heart would be like, look, one-year deal with a team option for a second year. The problem with that is that – and Dallas understands this – they don't want to go overboard with like a full long-term max, but they also understand they do have to give him a contract that he feels good about and that he can actually save face with, that doesn't look like an insult. Because if you sign Kyrie Irving to a contract that he doesn't like, oh my goodness, who knows what type of, you know, destruction he might wrought. Wreak. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many weeks would he take off, or would a back injury that might not exist creep, you know, rear its ugly head? Or they got a real issue there. But Kyrie and Luka just didn't seem like a good fit. I mean, I'm not saying making any revelations there. I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs.
Yes.
Right. And so it is, look, I get it. I definitely am bringing back Austin Reeves, and I want Rui Hachimura. And by the way, George, they're starting tonight. Now, I've been thinking that Darvin Ham should have been gone to the lineup of LeBron, Anthony Davis, Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and Dennis Schroeder. Get D'Angelo Russell. I don't want back if I'm a Laker.
No.
If he had played well in these playoffs, Kyrie wouldn't even be a thought.
Yes,
but he's been up and down,
wildly
inconsistent. And that's what he's done. He's either been bad, mediocre, or inconsistent throughout his playoff career. Now, this year, he's actually had some nice playoff games, but he's also had a bunch of bad ones. He's too up and down. So I'm done with him if I'm the Lakers, and it looks like they may be done with him tonight. Well, he'll probably get some minutes, but he's certainly not starting. And Rui, I didn't really understand, George, why they went with Jared Vanderbilt over Rui after game one when you saw that Hachimura could guard Jokic.
Yes.
And that would allow Anthony Davis to roam. Maybe they knew that Denver was going to react to that and make its own adjustment, but I still would have gone that way. That's the way I would be starting. I would have been starting the last two games.
Mm. See, I would have too, and I knew that something was up when there was talk before last game, before game three. Oh, D'Angelo Russell may not be happy if he has to come off the bench.
That's right. You shouldn't even have to be dealing with something like that right now.
Correct. I mean, and truthfully, that's why the Heat have had so much success, because they have not been worried about that, not even a little bit. I mean, Duncan Robinson could have pouted a long time ago when he got nailed to the bench. Yep. And instead, you know what he did? Came out, balled out. You know who else could have? Lonnie Walker for the Lakers could have pouted.
Yep.
What'd he do? Come out and ball. And I think that that's indicative of why D'Angelo Russell has yo-yoed. I mean, even Draymond Green. Steve Kerr put Draymond on the bench a couple of times, and you know what Draymond Green came out and said? Whatever it takes to win. Because he's comfortable in himself. I mean, imagine if Manu Ginobili was like, oh, I'm not coming off the bench. It actually worked out better for his career. But who closes the game? I think that that's more important. And instead of letting your ego get wrapped around it and be like, yo, I understand, coach. I wasn't playing great today. Next time, you know what? I got to step up if I want to be in the game. Period.
No, I agree.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's go back east and quickly, let's wrap up. Let's put a bow around this Jimmy Butler discussion. I think you're sorely underestimating him. To compare him, with all due respect, to Julian Edelman.
No, I'm talking about the conversation.
Here's the Julian Edelman comp. I was going to say maybe Andre Iguodala, but Iguodala was actually like a number one guy for a while in Philadelphia. So I won't compare him to Iguodala. I compare him to Robert Horry, who, you know, was great.
Hit you big compare shots in the playoffs, Julian Edelman to Robert Horry?
I'm just saying that's a much more – that's a much better.
No, I'm talking about the conversation.
Jimmy Butler goes. Jimmy,
I'm talking about the conversation, Chris.
Jimmy Butler was second team All NBA. Julian Edelman never even made a Pro Bowl, let alone an All Pro.
I'm talking about the conversation surrounding Julian Edelman.
That conversation
and the
was
Hall
just
of Fame.
It
has always
lovers.
Been the same
There's
thing.
Nobody, no way, he's a Hall of Famer. Stop.
No, I have said,
and
there
that's
is
the,
no.
That's what I say about Robert Horry, because some people say that Robert Horry should be in there, and I'm saying no.
Why would Robert Horry be in the Hall of Fame?
Because he's got seven championships and hit a bunch of, you know, huge shots in the playoffs.
He did those things. Okay.
I mean, that's why.
When you bring
Similar
that aspect
Julian
into
Edelman.
It, hey, now when you bring that aspect into it, now you can say, okay, maybe Robert Horry and Julian Edelman are kind of in that
why
same
are you trying
com-
to,
conversation.
Why are you having so much trouble just saying, yeah, Chris, you know what, you're right.
Yeah, but
you
the problem to,
maybe
is, though,
you can,
Chris,
when you
Chris,
bring
the
it
problem
from
is,
that angle,
is that Robert
maybe,
Horry,
you know, when you add
Robert Horry does
in,
not have the
be,
same
no,
type of
Chris,
postseason.
Right.
Robert Horry hit a bunch of big shots. However, Julian Edelman is one of the all-time NFL leaders in postseason stats. And that's thing that has led to that conversation.
Do you think
and
Julian
Jimmy
Edelman
Butler,
is no – Jimmy Butler,
Jimmy
it's
Butler.
Not like Jimmy Butler is garb – not garb, I don't want to
no.
say like Edelman. It's not like Jimmy Butler is just average or slightly above average in the regular season. Now, he goes from being an all-star – in the regular season,
so would
to
Jimmy
being a
Butler
top five or ten player
hold,
in the playoffs.
Hold on. So because if we're going to have this conversation, right, the other person that you have to talk about who's got a bunch of all-star game appearances and all of that is like Kyle Lowry. If Jimmy Butler were in the Western Conference, how many all-star appearances would he have?
I can't worry about that.
No,
I gotta deal with what he is in. He's in the East, and he's made six All-Star games, and he's made
Devin
five
Booker,
All-NBA
If Devin
players.
Booker were in the Eastern All Conference, NBA if Devin Booker were in the Eastern Conference, he would have for sure been voted
well,
into an All-Star
Booker,
game already.
Devin Booker is building a Hall of Fame career. I mean, he's young; he's got a long way to go. But
he's never been
Devin
voted
Booker
into an All-Star game. Is the point? He's never been voted into
voted
an All-Star
in,
game.
Voted in, but he's made him.
He made two as an alternate, like that, like the coaches didn't even put him in.
He made the All-Star game. Devin Booker's gonna be an All-Star. He made whether you get voted in by the fans. That's just about popularity. I mean, we've had dudes who were injured all season.
Yeah, but
voted
he was
in
an
by
injury
the fans.
Replacement.
Devin
as well.
Booker's
He's
a
been
three-time
an replacement.
All I know is Devin Booker's a three-time All-Star.
Two of them
and
injury
Devin Booker,
replacements.
Devin Booker is building his. A Hall of Fame resume as we speak. Now, something could go wrong. He could fall off, I guess. But assuming he follows the general trajectory of where his career is headed, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but this conversation, Chris, is so frustrating for me.
Why?
Because I'm going to take
Edelman to Jimmy Butler.
No. Rob Parker would 100% agree with this because as a person who follows baseball very closely, football as well. Those Hall of Fames are significantly more difficult to get in.
Well, baseball's getting pretty lax lately.
Well, the only reason why baseball is lax because they haven't put the people who are supposed to be in, and they just voted other people in, which is a whole nother conversation.
What was the guy, Scott? What was the guy that made it last year?
Oh gosh, I forgot. But let me.
Scott Rowland?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me how difficult it is. Yeah, you can save all that. All right.
You can admit, pick out one instance where it. Now, Chris, can you be honest here? Is the Basketball Hall of Fame the easiest one to get in out of the baseball Hall of Fame and the football Hall of Fame?
A case can be made for that.
A case. It's the truth.
But the bottom line is, it's the Hall of Fame, and Jimmy Butler. It looks like he's going to be headed there. The boy is balling. He's doing it at the right time. He's doing it when all eyes are on him. He's about to lead a team full of, undrafted players to the finals for the second time. And, I mean, although I'm going to pick Denver, heck, I wouldn't be shell-shocked the way things have gone for Miami this year. If he somehow gets a ring.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.